First story takes us to the situation in Kobani, where over 100 Kurdish fighters from the besieged Syrian city of Kobani have started a hunger strike to condemn their detention by Turkish authorities. 160 Syrian Kurds have been detained for 9 days in the Turkish town of Suruj. They are members of the Democratic Union Party, which is the main Syrian Kurdish party. A Turkish MP said that the detainees are being held without charge. He described the Turkish move as, quote, drama. A local official also reported that the detained people had been arrested on a routine identity check. The nearly three-week battle for the strategic city of Kobani has forced about 200,000 residents of the town to take refuge in Turkey. Crossing over to Atlanta, Georgia, joined by a member of the Veterans Today team, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell me about the situation. What do you make of this? Now we have Kurdish fighters actually trying to go on a hunger strike in order that the Turkish government would actually allow them to go back to Kobani. It seems extremely complex. Why doesn't Ankara allow these people to go and fight in their own town?
Well, we have something that Ankara won't tell us, and that is they're actually supporters of ISIL. And I think as some of them have actually stated, they're quite happy to see ISIL take Kobani and rub out the Kurds there. And I think at some point you might see ISIL or ISIL recruiting a lot, and the Turkish troops and ISIL troups possibly going have a big startup war inside Turkey. And what this is doing now is Turkey is getting the attention off of the initial charges that they had been the main logistics supply chain for ISIL. And they've got the news off of that now. So really, Erdogan is very, very savvy about getting all of these diversion issues here. But in the meantime, he's really doing nothing. He's not lifting a finger to combat ISIL.
What does this mean in the long run as far as complicating the situation even more so in the region with this role that Turkey is playing? How do you see this carrying itself out as we look at the situation? It's getting more and more tense in the region in general.
It's a totally out of control situation. It's been that way for over a year to 2 years. The Western countries, everybody now is trying to, they don't know how to extract themselves. We had our own Thomas Jefferson once said when you're holding a wolf by the ears, you really want to let him go, but and on second thought, you're kind of afraid to let him go. And that's the situation here. The Syrian war has turned into a disaster. They don't want to admit a defeat. Somehow, they think there might be some way they still might be able to take Assad down, but to do that, they have to beat the Syrian people and the Syrian army, and they're not going to be able to do that. So the Gulf doesn't really know what they want to do, and Turkey now is coming in here thinking that they're actually holding more cards because the U.S. is going to them begging to be able to use their bases. So that's really kind of humiliated the U.S., and it just shows just a disastrous leadership on the part of the West, and everybody here is trying to exploit this situation to their own national benefit.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us from Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean out of Atlanta.